It's his Sports Talk Chicago. John Zaglul here with you. John Meadows hanging with us, producing and directing. If you missed any of the show today, you can find it on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn, iHeartRadio, one of your favorite podcasting apps. Hang with us. Comment as well, live YouTube feed, also on Twitch and Facebook. All of that is at Sports Talk Chicago. Got a couple of baseball roundups to get to before we wrap up shop here today. How about them Cubs? Not how about them Cowboys, guys, don't worry. How about them Cubs? How about them Cubs? They are doing great, relatively speaking. Hey, they're 6-5 through 11 games. White Sox are 5-8. We're going to get to them in a second. Cubs are 6-5. Marcus Stroman is dealing. Justin Steele's dealing. Michael Fulmer's doing great at closer, which we all kind of assumed. Albert Azelay doing a good job of the bullpen. Boxberger, Mark Leiter Jr. And how about hitting? How about Nico Horner hitting .347? How about Dansby Swanson, who just got paid money, who I said maybe not won't be too good, but he's turned in a .400 batting average. And Ian Happ just got extended, hitting .282. I am liking this team. I am thoroughly impressed with what they bring to the table, because what they bring are no expectations, and what they end up doing is way higher than that. I love this team. I like this team more than the 2016 World Series team. There's no cockiness. There's no entitlement like Chris Bryant or Anthony Rizzo felt. There's just hardcore baseball. It's hardcore play. It's I'm going to give it my all every day, 100%. I have no ego. I have no pride. I'm playing my best. And it's turning into results for this team. I love it. By the way, FYI, Chris Bryant, no home runs already through 15 games in Colorado. What a nice deal that the Cubs did not give him. And for those of you who advocated for it, you're not looking too good right now. I love this team. Cody Bellinger is not hitting too well, but we kind of expected that. Trey Mancini, also a 56 OPS plus, yikes. And Eric Hosmer is at 87. It's funny how all these smaller signings but hyped up signings aren't working out, and we kind of all expected those guys to not work out. Cody Bellinger is a huge waste of money. The last time we talked about the Cubs on this show, he was 0 for 7 to start his season. Actually, I take that back, 0 for 11. Hosmer was 0 for 7. And it turns out they really haven't done much since. Those two signings sucked. Now, the good thing is Hosmer didn't cost any money. San Diego's still paying his salary. But the Bellinger signing of $18 million, still don't get it. I'm waiting for him to show me something. I'm waiting for him to show everybody, hey, this is why I'm here. This is why I got paid. This is why I'm still a good quality Major League Baseball player, but we haven't seen that in years from him, and we're still not seeing it now. Gordon Whitmer came out a few weeks ago, and I'm going to tell this quote to everybody because it was so good. He said, well, if he couldn't figure it out before, how's he going to figure it out now? What's going to be different here? The answer, nothing. The answer, zero. There's been no figuring anything out. It's been a joke. The Cubs are being carried offensively, and I'm looking at the numbers right here, by four people. That's it. Horner, Swanson, Wisdom, and Happ. Everybody else sucks. Hosmer's playing like crap. Yan Gomes has done nothing. Nick Madrigal is doing good, kind of, off the bench. I mean, this is just not good. This is not going to be sustainable offensively. They're pitching, but a couple of guys do well, like we said, Stroman and Steele, Fulmer. The bullpen's been great. They came back from 7 runs down the other night against Seattle. That's unbelievable. The Cubs need more consistency and more depth in their lineup. The more depth they get, the better they're going to be. They have four starters with ERAs around 3, even 4. And if they can have one or two more guys actually hit the baseball in their lineup, this is going to be a playoff team. No doubt about it. They got four guys killing the baseball. Nico Horner's hitting .347. My goodness. And even Ian Happ, right where he should be at .282. It's impressive what the core is doing. And I think that's what's important, right? Horner, Swanson, Wisdom, Hap. That's the core of this team. Guys you could certainly build around if you so choose. Well, Swanson, for sure, he's going to be here for 7 more years. That's the positive for the Cubs. The negative is that everybody around them sucks. And the rotation, too. You got guys you want to build around. Stroman, Steele, and then everybody else sucks. Tyone, who the Cubs paid 3 years and $36 million, is a 7 ERA. But all these youngsters in the bullpen are doing great. Alzolay and Mark Leiter Jr. Michael Fulmer, who could be here for a while. He's only 30 years old. Feels like he's been playing for 10 years, which he might have been, but he's only 30. So there are a lot of good things, and I don't mean to bash the Cubs because when we get to the White Sox, it's going to be really bad. There are some good things that we're seeing, actually more good than bad. Unfortunately for them, the bad sticks out like a sore thumb. Because when these players are playing bad, it's not just, oh, they're about league average, like 100 ERA plus or 100 OPS plus. It's, no, these guys are really, really bad. Like, maybe they shouldn't even be in Major League Baseball. Bad. The Cubs had just more consistency and more of an even flow throughout their lineup and their starting rotation. They would literally be 8-3 right now. 9-2, even. They are not playing bad baseball at all. But that's going to be the key to their success all year long, and we're seeing it right now. We're seeing the patterns already develop. We know who's going to be hitting in the lineup. We know who's going to be pitching in the rotation. The question is, can all these other guys who are more depth pieces step up when the time's right and make something happen? If they do, Cubs are going to be in the playoffs easily. They could do it. I could see it right now. They have enough of a core on the field, at the plate, and in the rotation, in the bullpen too, to make something happen, which is so encouraging. But, and these ancillary pieces around them pick up the slack, stop holding down the team, and at least play average baseball to push this team up to the top. That's the big question for the Cubs moving forward. And that's what we're seeing through these first 11, 12 games. I'm impressed. I'm happy with what they've done. 6-5 is nothing to scoff at. I'd be celebrating if I were Jed Hoyer. I would be popping champagne already because this is a great way to start the year. The question is, can all these other guys improve? And that's up to them to decide. I hope they get better. I'd love to see this sort of team make the playoffs. They're rough. They're, you know, a ragtag group. Nobody expects them to do too much this year besides maybe 82-82, 81-81. But here's an opportunity for them to really make the playoffs with this team. I'm excited to see what they do.